The following broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International.
Come on and lift those hands to heaven. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, thank you for flooding this field this morning. Thank you for bringing the hungry ones from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you for your blood on each and every person, that no harm and evil should come nigh unto them, that you're about them as a wall of fire, that every plan of the wicked is canceled off of them. Every plan the enemy was planning for them this week is neutralized and canceled. And those that are watching by way of television, that your very presence would come into their very homes, their living rooms today. Thank you for your anointing. It's the anointing that destroys every single yoke. Thank you for what you've done the past 57 days at the stand. Thank you for what you've done this past week at the camp meeting. What you're going to do this next week at the youth week and then the kids week. And Father, I thank you that between now and the time we see you face to face, that you'll have your way in us. Change us from glory unto glory unto glory unto glory. That we be transformed, touched, not by the hand of man, but by the hand of God. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And everyone said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord a shout of praise. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You may be seated. I know that a lot of people, you know, asking about where I am. Where's Pastor? I'm here. I'm pressing in. Listen, let me tell you. I'm praying. I've been on my face, literally for days, just crying out to God, praying over every single one of you, praying over churches, you know, praying over America. We believe in God for some great breakthroughs. We need some great breakthroughs even this next week. You can't just go from setback to setback. We have to go from glory unto glory. Can you say amen? Anyway, today I announced that there was going to be a big announcement for some of you that have been coming to the camp meeting. You already know, but the stand does not end on the 14th of August. It does not end on the 14th of August. The stand continues the whole of August, September, probably October and November, you know, because we are standing. We're making a stand for our brothers and sisters that cannot stand. And there'll be times we'll be inside when we have lightning, and the rest of the time we'll be outside, you know. And if it rains, we'll just preach in the rain like we have. I got blessed with waterproof sneakers. So, I mean, you know you're blessed when you have waterproof sneakers. Amen. So, but we've checked. We don't have storms. I think the storm's coming at about 2:30 this afternoon, so we fine. I want to encourage everybody, please keep yourself hydrated. Amen. Short of me running a hose pipe under your tent, just where you can keep yourself watered down, sprayed down. You know, I can't do that, but we have water and we've got everything that you need. Please, please keep yourself hydrated. Amen. Well, how many are ready for the word today? Let's pray. Father, let every ear be anointed to hear your word today, and let every heart be receptive to receive all that heaven has. Thank you, so mightily grows your word and prevails. And thank you for an army of men and women that are rising up in this hour that will not compromise, nor will bow their knee, but will stand for the word of Almighty God. And I pray the fire of heaven to come upon them even this day, in a new way, a new boldness, a new commitment like they've never had before, and a stirring up. Lord, they'll blaze the trail that this next week shall be a supernatural week, and we thank you for it, and we give you praise. Thank you for this wonderful church and all of our pastors and all the leaders and people that step up and take the plate. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have to do everything myself. I'm so happy that you've raised up this team of people that carry your fire and carry your anointing. And I thank you for this wonderful congregation right here in Hillsborough County, right on this field in Tampa, Florida. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. Touch the millions that are watching by way of television. And we pray that now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. We welcome all the channels that are joining us on the DISH platform, the direct platform, into literally millions of homes. We thank God for you, that God's presence will come into your home today. I want you to go with me to 2 Timothy, if you would, please. This has been our theme text for the whole week. And I'm going to read that, and then we're going to go to the book of Daniel. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible, so if it comes across a little loud, it's because it's amplified. He said, I'm calling up memories of your sincere and unqualified faith, the leaning of your personality, your entire personality, on God in Christ, in absolute trust. Everybody say absolute trust. And confidence in his power, wisdom, goodness, a faith that first lived permanently in the heart of your grandmother Lois, your mother Eunice, and now I'm fully persuaded dwells also in you. That is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, keep fanning the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift. Everybody say the gracious gift. The inner fire that is in you by the means of the laying on of my hands. With those elders at your ordination, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but has given us a spirit of power. Everybody say power. And of love and a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Do not blush or be ashamed then to testify to and for our Lord, nor me, a prisoner, for his sake, but with me take your share of the sufferings to which the preaching of the gospel may expose you, and do it in the power of God. Now go with me to the book of Daniel. Now let me say this, and I want you to listen very carefully. Whether you realize this or not, America is really undergoing a change as a nation. Short of a divine intervention in the month of November, what you are actually seeing take place is a communist takeover of the whole of the United States. I know that you might not understand that. I've written all the books. I'm not going to go into depth today. You might not know what's actually taking place. But I have traveled to 85 countries of the world, and I've spent 40 years of my life doing that. So I recognize all the signs. I see everything on the horizon. And so we have to have divine intervention. But it's going to take an uncompromised church that's going to stand up. Our brothers and sisters from Cuba, our brothers and sisters from Venezuela, our brothers and sisters from other countries like Zimbabwe, even communist China, and the list goes on, from Romania and all the countries that were under communism, can testify that what they're seeing take place is right from the playbooks. There is nothing that is happening today that is by accident. From the rioting, from the looting, from the pillaging, from stirring up a racial war to try to disband our police department, so that they can bring in a United Nations police force of 500,000 people that are not loyal to the American people and they're not loyal to the Constitution, so they can force exactly what they want to take place in America, which, let me tell you, will be the gun confiscation ultimately. That's why they're trying to push this thing with COVID-19. They're trying to drag it out so they can put masks on every single person, because that is the forced compliance that will come, and then where everybody will have to get a vaccine ultimately to save you from this thing. And I want you to know there are already 190 different variations of COVID-19. A vaccine can maybe cover one or two. So what vaccine are you actually getting? That's what I want to ask you. If you don't believe in the healing power of God, you're a walking dead person anyway. Because even if you go and get the vaccine, you'll be dead within a couple of years. It doesn't really matter if you do not understand what is taking place. This is tyranny that is being forced upon the American people by medicine. And the problem is the politicians have sold America out for pennies on the dollar. The last stand is the church. I told you this. I told you this months ago. Whatever we lose on the front end, we'll never get back on the back end. You could see it already now. Churches in California that are not allowed to open. You could see it even down with the Supreme Court ruling where they favored casinos at 50% and a church has to meet with 50 people. How is it possible that it's fine to go and gamble and sit at a crap table and pull one-armed bandits, but it's illegal to go to church? Who even comes up with this kind of thing? And then the church just rolls over and plays dead. Preachers playing dead. Well, let me tell you, here is one pastor that is not going to play dead, and I'm not rolling over. I don't care if I have to get arrested again, and I actually don't care if I have to get killed. We will not compromise. I know what the Word of God says. This is not a game. We are fighting for our cities. We are fighting for our inner cities. We are fighting for our African American community. We're fighting for our Hispanic community. We're fighting for our seniors. We're fighting for our children. We're fighting for our youth. And I don't care. They can call it whatever they want to, conspiracy theory. I have the facts. I know what's going on. And I'm not going to back down. If you want me to be quiet, I'm going to get even noisier. If this stand was not going on right now, I can promise you that we'd have tried to shut the church down again in this county. In actual fact, they would love to do that. But we ain't shut down. Somebody said, well, it looks like you just want to cause trouble. Hey, I'm just doing what I do. We have church. I said we have church. We preach the gospel. We lay hands on the sick. We cast out devils. We baptize in water. We have communion. We dedicate babies, not from a distance with a squirt gun. And I'm not here to condemn anybody. If you're afraid for your health, I encourage you, don't come. Really, nobody's forcing you. Nobody forced you to go to Walmart. Amen. Nobody forced you to go to Costco. Nobody forced you to order Uber Eats. But no one's forcing you to come to church. I can tell you the people here on this field are here because they want to be here today. There's nobody being coerced. We didn't twist anybody's arm and say, please, please, come to church. And you can see we all nice, socially distanced, spread out all across the field. It's just beautiful, isn't it? Look at it. You can see it. Somebody said, well, what about masks? We don't have to wear masks. There is no mask mandate on the church. All of that was lifted. So people always on the message, you know, why no mask? Do you know how hard it is to preach through a mask? Besides that, I don't wear a burqa well. Because I got news for you. That's the next plan for all the ladies to get you in a permanent covering over your head. Talk to my friends that come from the Middle East. They'll tell you. They'll tell you. The reason why they cover up the woman is because if she's not covered, it's a temptation to a man. And so then if he rapes her, she's at fault and should be beaten. Because she did not cover herself up. The devil so hates woman that he just wants to cover your face. The devil hates you. He wants to muzzle you. He wants to shut you up. Shut your mouth. Shut your face. No one can even see who you are. Humans interact through facial expressions. You look at somebody, their eyes, you can see, talk, and they give you a smile, you can see, and people interact that way. Today, people walk around, you can't see anything. You look at people, they're just like glaring at you. Hello? All right, enough said about that. Go with me to the book of Daniel, if you would, please. How many are glad that I talk about these things? All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The book of Daniel, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, the height which was 70 cubits, about 90 feet. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes and the governors and the captains and the judges and the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud. Then CNN cried aloud. Then NBC cried aloud. Then NBC cried aloud. To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you'll fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Now you might say, but Pastor, this is different. I tell you, it is not. It's all a precursor to what's coming. You bow now, you shall bow later. You compromise now, you will compromise later. Whatever you give up this side, you'll never get back on the other side. He says, and whoso falleth not down and worship, the same shall be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said, King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. O king, you have made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, that will fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast in the midst of the fiery furnace. Now, there are certain Jews whom you set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And here are their names: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded, they serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I wonder if I can get some of the fans on the platform here just actually blowing on me, if you don't mind. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then they brought those men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, is it true? Is it true? Tell me, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? If ye be ready, at what time that ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I made well. But if not, it shall be that you will be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Now watch this now. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. And I love this, what the King James says. The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heat. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these men were bound in their coats and their hosen. Can you imagine it? And their hats and the other garments, and they were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that had took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said to the counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered, true, O king. And he said, but look, I see 4 men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like unto the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captors and the king's counselors were gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Everybody say, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Say this after me, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Now watch this. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language who speak anything against God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill because There is no other God that can deliver after the sort. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to his people today. This is what we need here in America today. This is what the church needs. God needs godly people that will not compromise, that will not bow their knee, that will draw a line in the sand and say, we trust you. They were totally committed. Here's what they actually said. We may burn, but we will not bow. In other words, they resolved to say, look, even if we die, it does not matter. We are totally committed. See, so many people, their commitment is wishy-washy. That's why Paul ran into Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that was given you, because you stir up that fire. There comes a place of a resolve on the inside of you where you say, look, I've already counted the cost. I've already laid my life on the altar. The Bible says that in the last days, Jesus is coming back for a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle, a church that doesn't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. A church that will not compromise, that will not back down. Can you say amen? Our job is to occupy until he comes. Amen. Somebody said, what are you doing? We're in our occupation. Hallelujah. Say this, I'm occupying until he comes. Hallelujah. And I'm taking my place. And my place is in the proclamation of the good news, to shout it from the mountaintops, to shout it from the rooftops, until the whole world knows how awesome he is. Can you say amen? If ever the world need to know about Jesus, it's now. If ever they need to know about the healing power of God, it's now. If ever they need to see the church rise up, it's now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not sometime in the future. Now, your hands are needed. Your mouth is needed. Your voice is needed. Your resolve. I said your resolve is needed. Now, obviously, I'm talking to the choir here today, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't believe that. But there are many that are watching around the world that are struggling even in this hour. May your life be a light. May your life be a beacon. Can you say amen? What is a lighthouse anyway? How many know what a lighthouse is? A lighthouse warns you about the rocks. Every person on this field is a lighthouse. Somebody said, Pastor, come on, I'm just a little candle burning in the night. Who remembers that song when you were kids and they sang at Sunday school? You in your small corner and I in mine. I'm a little candle burning in the night. Well, you might start off as a little candle, but I pray that God make you like a lighthouse, like a beacon of light. Can you say amen? In your street, in your neighborhood, in your school, in your university, in your place of business, everywhere you go, can you say amen? They just said, we may burn, But we're not going to bow. We may burn. Say this after me. I may burn. But I'm not bowing. It's the little things. If you go back and read the beginning of Daniel, it was to eat the king's food. Right now, it comes with a face mask, which has already been proven does not help anybody. But it's not about helping anybody, it's about compliance. Will you comply? Who's gonna comply? If you don't comply, you're gonna get turned in. Hello? I said you're gonna get turned in. Look what happened in the early days. Everybody started reporting the River Church. We're going to report you. We're going to report you. We're going to turn you in. You people, we know the music was played. You didn't bow. We know what's playing. We're not stupid. We know who's playing it. But we bow to one king. I said we bow to one king, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands and just praise him right now. Lift your hands and just give him glory. One king. One king. Today they want you to kneel for everything. We kneel to one. His name is Jesus. How many realize that you could see this is all about compliance? How many understand it? To see who's going to be a little obedient slaves. Amen. Pastor, if I don't, they're going to label me. They can't label you any more than what they've labeled me. I'm not going to encourage you to do this, but just Google my name and see what they call me. Oh, that guy, he believes this. You know, that guy believes a Bible that's so old. He believes that his God can deliver him. He believes that his God can come through for him. Those people down there at that River Church, they're crazy. They're crazy like their pastor. They also believe. If you don't believe the word, what do you believe? If this book is just something that's outdated, why do we even have church? Think about it. If it's only something to read in the good times. But I'm here to tell you today, as they believed it 2,000 plus years ago, as we believe it today, it is the same. God's word never fails. Hallelujah. And he will never fail you. He will never fail you. I just sense even now just a quickening taking place across this field right now. a touch coming upon families, husband, wife, children, grandchildren. Even in your homes right now, that's the power of God that just comes upon you to deliver you, to set you free, to destroy every yoke. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in Bible days, he'll do today. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. What was the thing that the three Hebrew children had? They had resolve. They made a commitment. And that commitment was, we may burn, but we will not bow. Every believer on this field has to have the same resolve today. The same commitment. We may burn, but we will not bow. No one can make that for you. I can't make that for you. That is not my choice, that's your choice. But I can give you an opportunity to make that decision today, to say, I will not compromise, and I'm gonna serve God. I don't care if it costs me my life. I'm gonna give him every area of my life today. I'm not leaving this field the same way I came. I'm leaving here like the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That resolve that takes place, not in your head. A decision made in the head will change by the nighttime, but a resolve that takes place in your heart today. I understand the conflict because there's family members, there's outside pressures, there's things coming from every angle. But when that resolve comes on the inside of you, nothing or no one will be able to stop you. Nothing or no one will be able to stop you. So here's what we're going to do this morning, and I want this to be extended for all those that are watching on television today. Because right in your homes, you can make this decision today. I'm going to ask everyone across the field just to bow your heads. I want you to look in your own heart. I want you to ask the Lord, is there an area of compromise? Is there an area of weakness that I've allowed fear? I'm concerned about my life and my safety, because today I want to surrender afresh. I want to come to you, Lord. I need you. I need the resolve of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't want any compromise in my life. They said, we may burn, but we won't bow. And because they did not bow, they didn't burn. And the fourth man walked with them. I want the fourth man walking with me. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, even in your homes. If you're on this field tonight, today, you're watching around the world, it's even in the middle of the night. I want to give an invitation to those of you about total commitment. No compromise. Will you surrender to Him? I'm not forcing this on you. This is your choice. You decide. If you died right now, where would you spend eternity? I want you to know there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Will you surrender to Him? What would happen if you went home and put your head on your pillow? In the middle of the night, you breathed out your last breath. Where would you go? Will you say, Jesus, come and be my Lord and my Savior? He's calling you today. For others that are on the field, you gave your life to the Lord in days gone by, but you've grown cold. You're watching in your homes. You're not serving God like you should. But today you say, I'm going to surrender my life afresh. I want that sold out commitment just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Will you lay everything on the altar today? Will you say, Jesus, come? I want you to know how much He loves you. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He calls you. Will you come? Will you surrender to Him? Maybe it's something hidden that no one can see. You've just been pretending, but today you want that mask to come off. Maybe it's something outward that everyone could see and you felt, well, what's the use? But today you say, I'm coming back. I'm going to lay my life on the altar. I'm going to give Him another chance in my life. Will you surrender? Maybe it's not hidden or outward. Maybe it's a storm that came against your life. A sudden divorce, a bankruptcy, the loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, the betrayal of a close friend, the loss of a job. Something happened that rocked your world. But today you say, I'm coming. I'm coming. And then lastly, if you're on the field or you're watching, you're not sure of your salvation, but today you say, I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is my Savior, my Lord. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if this is you, I want you right across the field to put your hand in the air and say, Pastor, pray for me. Raise it up high right now. All the way to the back of the field quickly. In your homes, put your hand up. Somebody said, nobody can see me. The Lord can right now. I want every single person that raised your hand. Today's your day, a defining moment where you have resolved, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want you to stand to your feet right across the field, and I want you to make your way down the aisle, and I want you to come stand right here in front of me. I'm going to pray with you and for you. Come. Come now. Come on, there's others, quickly. From the back of the field, come. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before, we wait for you, come. Before me. Come. Husband, bring your wife. Wife, bring your father, your husband. Child, bring your parent. Parent, bring your child. Come. Come from the back of the field. Come. Come now. Come now. Come now. But give me Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. No turning back. I want everybody on the field to stretch your hand out towards them, and you in your home. If you just stretch your hand out towards the television. As I pray with them, I want you to pray with me. Repeat the prayer after me. And invite him into your life right now. Those of you that are standing here, I want you to know if you mean business with God, God means business with you. And you look back on this day. On this 26th day of the month of July, as a day that everything changed, that resolve came in my life, I want you to close your eyes and raise your right hand to heaven. That's where your help comes from, and pray this together with me. Believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth. Say, Father, I come to you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead, I'll be saved. So, Father, right now, I confess Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart right now. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Wash me. Cleanse me. Change me. Fill me. Use me. Let me never be the same again. I turn my back on the world. I turn my back on sin. And I follow you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you that on the third day you rose for me. And thank you that you're coming back again for me. From this day on, I'll never be the same again. I confess Jesus Christ, has come in the flesh. He is my Lord and my Savior. And right now, by faith in the finished work of the cross and by the shed blood of Jesus, I am saved. Now lift your hands and just begin to thank Him right now. Even in your homes. Now, Father, I pray that You would seal them now by Your blood and by Your Spirit, that on that day not one would be missing. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of God and use them to impact this generation. And now, everyone on the field, lift your hands. May the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon every person even now. Fill them to overflowing with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And a resolve even now, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's it right now. That's the power of God coming on each and every person. All the way to the back of the field, even in your homes right now. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. When the fire comes, it burns out all the dross. It burns out the fear of man. That says right now, God's setting people free. The power of the enemy is broken. Bondages are being broken. Addictions are being broken. Devils are leaving people even now. And now, Lord, I pray that You would just fill them with Your joy. Fill them to overflowing with Your joy. Just like the psalmist said, You anoint my head with oil and my cup. It's okay. It's okay. They don't dead. They just fell under the power. It's all right. I've got special padding down here on the AstroTurf. It's like double AstroTurf down here. The power of the Holy Ghost coming upon people. Under the umbrellas even now, let the fire of God come under the umbrellas. Touch. 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 Lord, let them all drink of the new wine of heaven that comes from the grapes that have been freshly squeezed, that come from the vineyard of God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Gozo de Dios. Río de Dios burbujea. Vino nuevos. I want all those that are standing here, if you'll turn and follow through this way, please, just for a few minutes. We want to talk to you for briefly. Those that are watching on television. They're putting information up on the screen for you to respond. If you prayed that prayer together with us, we'd love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Pastor, what about the people here? These are what you call take out believers. They carry out believers. You'll see sometimes people will fall out on the power on their back and then be there for a while. Then the Lord flops them over, does the other side. So on that day, they can hear these words, well done. Not medium rare. When God touches you, you won't be medium rare. When God touches you, you're not going to be a sushi believer. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you do this just quickly? Just stand quickly and just lift your hands. Some of you got too comfortable under your tents. Just close your eyes and let him touch you right now. Come on. Let the Lord touch you right where you are. Joy. Joy, 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 joy. Octavia, why don't you lead them in some joy? Because, you lead us in a song. Go ahead and just lead them in some joy. Just lead them. Lead them, Octavia. Lead them in some joy. The psalmist said, you anoint my head with oil. My cup. Mi copa. My cup. My cup runneth over. I'm hearing the sound of cups running over. Somebody said, Pastor, my cup, they stole it at the last church I went to. God, give you a brand new cup right now. A brand new cup. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's joy coming on you right now, just wave your hand at me. Just wave your hand, wave your hand, wave your hand. Just throw your hands in the air like this. Hallelujah. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Just throw your hands in the air like this. Hallelujah. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Lead them in another verse of that. Octavia, lead them in another verse. Somebody said, is this scripture? Yes, the Bible says the destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. She's okay. She's not drunk as you suppose. You can drink. You can drink of the living water. You can drink of the new wine. Hallelujah. It's mighty fine. Shabroko tolabarite. Ren, you make the decision to drink 2,000-year-old vintage new wine. You'll say, I'll have what the lady on the floor is having. Give me some Chambly Vesturius. It comes from the grapes that have been freshly squeezed. That come from the vineyard of God. The Lord is just quickening people right now. God is just strengthening people right now. The joy of the Lord is your strength right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Healing on this field today. I said healing on the field today. Healing. Just take your hand and put it on your body. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in them, quicken now their mortal body. I curse every sickness or disease. Command it to go. Go now! In Jesus' name. That's the healing power just flooding the field right now. That's the healing power of Jesus just flooding the field right now. Lift your hands, receive. Receive, hearts are being healed, lungs are being healed. Digestion's being healed even now. Circulatory system being healed. Nervous system being healed. Problem in the brain. Major problem in the brain being healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every allergy is cursed. I curse every lung condition. I curse emphysema. I curse asthma. Of course, we curse COVID, but I also curse every non-COVID related disease that they will even ascribe that the person died from COVID, even though they didn't. I curse every sickness and every disease under the sound of our voice. Let the healing river flood this field. Octavia, lead them in another verse. Come on, one more verse. Yeah, that'll do. That's the verse I was waiting for. Yeah, that's the verse I was waiting for. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the verse. Woo! Now say this out loud. Say, out of my innermost being will flow rivers of living water. How many will be the river this week everywhere you go? How many will be the flow everywhere you go? Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm the flow. I'm the flow everywhere I go. Hallelujah.
This program has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International in Tampa, Florida. For more information on the ministry of Drs. Rodney and Adonica Howard Brown, or for additional resources, visit revival.com.